You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Profit Share Partners, committed to supporting SMEs. Your partner for future growth.
So there has been a steady rise in the number of fintech businesses that have come up, and the fintech businesses are specifically that are trying to provide easier access to funding for a lot of SMEs. And this in turn is having an influence on local sourcing as well as supply development programs. But to tell us how it's doing so exactly, I'm joined by Andrew Marin. He's the CEO and founder of Profit Share Partners. Andrew, thanks so much for your time. So how have businesses like your own contributed to local sourcing and supply development?
That's a great question. I think a lot of the small businesses in the supply chain, especially of larger corporates, couldn't access a lot of the opportunities that they had previously because they couldn't get access to funding. So either they were limited to just doing what they were able to manage with their own cash flow, because they couldn't access funding. And I think now that they're able to fund through people like ourselves, we're seeing the supply initiatives grow. We've seen the turnover of smaller suppliers, especially growing in the ESD and supply in the supply chain side. So I think it's been a positive effect. Obviously, it's still not enough because there's just too many of these kind of gaps in the market that needs to be resolved. But it's definitely having a positive impact.
Can you provide us with some examples of successful fintech-driven initiatives that have contributed a lot more to local sourcing and supply development?
Correct. So we're the fintech company that obviously uses alternative ways to help SMEs. So over the last while that we've been around, we've helped our clients, the smaller clients, close out about just over 1.8 billion rand worth of transactions. The bulk of those deals that wouldn't have been done or wouldn't have been able to be financed because, the banks and traditional funders turned those guys away. So you can imagine that 1.8 billion rand has gone directly into the SME world. It has helped, so not just the smaller suppliers who have now been able to get much more of that work, it's also helped our smaller suppliers who buy from other smaller suppliers. It's helped them increase their turnovers and their ability to now deliver on contracts, whereas previously those guys were just excluded from the market because they just couldn't supply because of financial reasons. So to give you some context, obviously without giving clients' names away, most of on average our clients grow around 389% in our space per annum, and we have over 60 clients that have increased their turnovers by 1,000% in a year. So we've got quite a number of case studies which show that, the clients that we're able to fund, and now that they can access funding, that turnover grows rapidly. So, just showcasing that we are having the impact at that level that we want to.
And what are some of the challenges associated with this business model?
For us, we sometimes can't keep up with demand. Luckily we've been able to so far, but it's a massive problem in our country. There's estimates somewhere between 30 billion and 60 billion rand a month that these kind of deals that don't get serviced. But luckily for alternative funders like ourselves, we're able to do it. I think some of the challenges, but is mostly around the collection side of it. And then which we've got processes and things to help that with. And so that's where our collections have been a hell of a lot more robust than probably a traditional bank would be. And then I think just the readiness of the client, with some of the clients that we work with, after the second or third time, the guys are pretty, understand what they need to do and what to get. But there's a lot of clients, especially the ones that are just starting out, where I think there's sometimes a knowledge gap, everything from the type of documentation we receive to just general business inexperience in around, how to execute on a deal or something goes wrong, what to do. And there's a lot of things that, our clients don't know what they don't know. But I guess that's why we're around as well, to help them kind of hold their hand and try to take them through that kind of path. But we do see there's a big variation on the knowledge gap with our SMEs.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the challenge around collections, do you mean the clients, some of the clients or SMEs that you've helped fund paying the money back?
Yeah, so you know, payment is, I think, a lot to do with integrity. And so there's a lot of clients, although we have a certain process of how to get paid, you know, sometimes people try to bypass that process. And so, you know, we help the clients with funding the deal. We help them execute on the deal. So every one of our clients has delivered on the underlying contract, and every one of them gets paid. Some clients, obviously, once they get paid, try to use the funds for something else, or try to get paid into another account, and you know, trying to run off with the funds. So, but it's mostly the short-sighted kind of clients. You know, they may just get away with the funds today, but you know, when you have a legal process, and now you have a judgment against you, and you now can't operate your company, you know, you just shoot yourself in the foot for the long term. Yes, unfortunately, that's just the nature of, I think, this type of work. But that's mostly the main part we find around collections, where clients are, you know, have an actual intent to, I would say, almost defraud and not pay back the funds that they owe.
Sure, but I imagine that you have adequate systems there in place to ensure that this kind of behavior is not frequent and large within your organization.
Correct. Yeah. So that's the only thing that we term as bad debts, because that's the only time we don't collect. But yeah, it is under control, it is manageable, but it's just disappointing, because every time you encounter that, you know, it affects the next client in line who could have used those funds to grow their business, you know, it has a knock-on effect.
Sure. But in terms of the funding model that you are using, your fintech company is operating under, anything in your view that could make things easier from a regulatory framework or government support kind of framework?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we can using our technology, we can effectively do this kind of process from application to payout in a few hours. But we take up to 7 days, because we need documentation and so forth from third parties and the like. So I think, you know, like elsewhere in the world, where there's, you know, more open banking, there's more collaboration between banks, government, and the private sector, I think certain types of things that we need, that we can collect directly from source, as opposed to collecting or waiting for the client to provide, if we can get some kind of collaboration around those things, I think we can speed up the process. I think if the same with the corporates as well, if we can, you know, we can integrate more with their kind of systems without obviously interfering with their systems, you know, we can then help their clients in their, or their suppliers in their supply chain, you know, access funding quicker and faster. So just this, a lot of this this business is around data, verifying data, getting the right data, making sure compliance is there, and the performance is there. And if we could work quicker with some of the role players, then I think we could we can absolutely give a better service and turn around the deal quicker, and include more small businesses into this kind of pool, you know, so more people can, or more businesses can benefit.
That was Andrew Marin. He is the CEO and founder at ProfitShare Partners.
ProfitShare Partners, committed to supporting SMEs, your partner for future growth. Tired of jumping through hoops for funds to deliver on your purchase orders or contracts? Let ProfitShare Partners close the gap for you. We give SMEs the freedom to partner on big deals by delivering a business finance solution that forges business growth. ProfitShare Partners' track record, extensive industry experience, and resources open doors for our clients, closing the gap between working hard and working smart. Because your business success is our business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.